My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He joins us now as Congress gets back to work this week on issues ranging from appropriations bills to the super committee and its work to reduce a lot of government spending over the next few years, and, of course, what to make of the president's jobs bill. And, Congressman, welcome back to town. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it's always good to be talking to you. Oh, you bet, Greg.
Well, let's start with the jobs bill. The president, once again, urging folks to pass this. I believe even later this week he's headed to your state to make that same pitch, although in the Dallas area, right now, even Democrats such as Dick Durbin say on the Senate side it's not going to happen. So what can we expect from the House this week and later in October?
Well, I appreciate the president out there promoting my American Jobs Act. It would create jobs immediately everywhere, all over the country. Union jobs, manufacturing jobs would just come rushing back to this country if we did something to limit or decrease or eliminate the tariff that we put on all American-made goods, called a 35% corporate tax. But as far as the president's bill, Greg, all you need to know is that the president is not serious about his bill. He was more serious about playing politics with the issue, and the best evidence of that is abundant, but he comes, demands to speak to the Congress, says, pass my bill right now, do this right away, right now. He didn't even have a bill. And then he goes on the campaign trail the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day, still no bill. And then at 5 o'clock on Monday, we get a copy, and I read it all night, got started about 11, finished about 5 a.m., and it was clear this isn't about jobs. This is not a jobs bill. This is about the federal government taking over infrastructure financing like it did Fannie and Freddie. It'd be Fannie and Freddie on steroids. Federal government taking over broadband the way they've wanted to do their ways but hadn't really done it as with a fairness doctrine, all that stuff they wanted. Well, they'll get to with the Public Safety Broadband Corporation. He talks about going after big oil profits, and yet everything in here that pertains to oil companies will devastate independent oil companies but will not affect major oil companies, other than the fact that by driving the independents out of business, the major oil companies will be all that's left, and they'll make a lot more money. This isn't a jobs bill. And when you see that he was not serious about it, didn't have one, and continued on for, you know, it was 6 days before I finally filed one. If we were going to get beat up for not having an American Jobs Act passed, then I want to at least have one on file. But the fact that this man was more interested in going out and giving political speeches than he was even seeing that a bill got filed by Democrats who were friends tells you the man's not serious about it. It's a campaign gimmick. There are no jobs. It's a job killer when you really read the bill that he has. And then you'll understand why Durbin doesn't think they've got the votes, because his constituents, other constituents, they realize this isn't a jobs bill. When people see what's in here, they're going to be outraged.
Congressman, just as a quick aside to our listeners, most of them probably know this, but if they didn't get your reference at your last response, it's because, as you mentioned, no Democrats filed the president's American Jobs Act, so you've reserved that name for your own legislation, which is a reduction in the corporate tax rate across America. But in terms of other fiscal work that needs to be done, we're now, I guess, a little less than 2 months away from the deadline for this super committee of six Republicans, six Democrats.
Is it a super committee or a supper committee?
I don't know.
I wasn't sure.
Don't know for sure, but what we do know is if agreement is not reached, there's some substantial cuts coming to defense and possibly entitlements as well, depending on how it's structured. But Democrats, we've read in recent reports, saying the negotiations have to start and basically begin with an agreement on where to raise revenues through the tax code. So they're saying tax increases before anything else here. How do the Republicans respond if they don't want to see massive defense cuts?
Well, when we're dealing with a bill that created the super committee and said we'll either make certain cuts or we will devastate our national security interests, I think you start with a real problem right there. I mean, what it reminded me of was, you've got people negotiating, And they say, okay, well, we'll put our national security on the table as a chip to be gambled with. You know, there are those who say, oh, we'll never let them cut our national security. We'll work out some cut. We'll do something. But it reminded me of something I heard about when I was in high school. Man, in East Texas, there were folks that gambled. He thought he had a great hand, and he didn't have any more money, and so he put his house on the table and lost his home. You never, ever put your national security on the table to be gambled with. Never. Even if you say, well, we'll never let them do that. You know, we'll do something to keep from having national security gutted. You just don't ever put that on the table. And so I'm very concerned about that and the fact that that is even a remote possibility. The cuts need to be made. We don't need a super committee to do it. We just need to get serious and say, we're going back to 2007 levels. Speaker Pelosi, here's a budget that you put together. It was way too liberal for most of us. The Democrats passed it. It was good enough in 2007. It's over $1 trillion less than we're spending now. That's where we need to go. Don't need a committee to tell us to do that.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. And, Congressman, another issue, of course, that's in front of you, and the calendar says it point blank. We're in October now, which means we're in a new fiscal year, yet the bulk of the appropriations bills have not been passed in the House or the Senate. How important is it to House Republicans to get those done so you have the high ground when it comes to being responsible to voters about moving forward on those bills?
Well, that's what we should have been doing, but you can't. It's hard to blame the appropriations bill for not being excited about going to all the trouble and the hundreds of hours that are involved on an appropriation bill, maybe thousands of man hours when you consider everybody's time. But to push that through when Harry Reid has made clear they're not going to pass all these appropriations bills. They were going to jam down a one massive omnibus that's big enough where they can hide stuff in it that most of Americans wouldn't agree with. And so it's tough probably to want to spend that much time doing something that Harry Reid's made clear they're not even going to take up. I do think you're right. I think we've got an obligation to try to do those things. But now that we're already into the new fiscal year, we just need to get an appropriations bill passed that deals with the most important issues, puts a cap on spending, that gets us back, as we promised in our pledge, to pre-bailout, pre-stimulus levels. And immediately you'll see the market do better. You'll see businesses have more faith in government if we will just show we're strong enough to make the tough call to get spending under control.
Do you think your leadership's ready to do that? Because you just pointed out the alternative is to just go with a massive omnibus bill.
Well, I think that's where we're headed is the way it looks. Leadership has made very clear I don't speak for them. And, in fact, we've butted heads over some of these issues. So it'll be interesting to see how the Republican leadership plays. But really, Greg, what it boils down to, this is the way it's supposed to occur. This way the system's set up. We in the House have to originate anything that generates revenue. So the president's bill would have to start here if they were really serious about it. But we need to start those things here. And then we pass the bill that we think is appropriate. The Senate passes the bill they think is appropriate. Then it goes to the conference committee, and a compromise has to be worked out. And then we in the House, controlled by a Republican majority, can say, America, here's what we believe in. This is what we passed. You want a better compromise? Give us control of the Senate. The Senate can do the same thing. Hey, you want more massive spending? Then put the Democrats that are in charge of the Senate in charge of the House. It gives America a choice. Where it's confusing for Americans is when they see very little difference between the House and Senate. When we keep trying to pass bills we think the Senate may be able to pass, that's not the way the system was designed. We're supposed to stand up and pass what we think is right.
Congressman, sounds like it's going to be a very busy and feisty week and even month ahead here. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you, Greg. Sure appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.